is happening today. We are going to go how you can invest 2 hours and get back 30. All right. I am blown away by this because it was something that I was mentally stuck. And so I had to share it with you. Hint, it is AI related.
How do you grow like a VC-backed company without taking on investors? Do you want to create a lifestyle business, a performance business, or an empire? How do you scale to an exit without losing your freedom? Those are the questions, and this show is the answer.
Today's episode is sponsored by the Sales AI Accelerator. This is where I literally give you all the good stuff, all the gold, all the nuggets, all the diamonds, whatever you want to call it. Basically, in the link below, you can check it out. You get 10 free resources and tools just for saying maybe, where I deconstruct, give you a prompt library, and walk you through tactically how to execute and integrate AI specifically into sales, marketing, and even go to market. So check it out. The link is below in the show notes, and I look forward to seeing you in there. Okay, so today's episode is invest 2 and get back 30. And it was funny because I was thinking about this. This is one of those areas where I know I am touting the AI wagon and what we need to do and what needs to happen with it and all these different areas. However, sometimes even I run into issues implementing it, okay? True story. This is true, right? There's so much opportunity. And so you really have to figure out, like, if you're not implementing something like this or a system, like, what's the absolute barrier to making it happen? Okay. And so this transformation is happening. And I think it's hard for a lot of people. I know it's even hard for me sometimes because things are happening so fast and there's so many options. There's an abundance of everything, right? So one of the things that I did is I started to take a look at, you know, different processes in my business or different areas and systems in my business that weren't quite up to snuff, or I wasn't getting as much leverage out of them as I wanted to. Okay. And it's funny because I was just talking to a BDR leader recently. He identified to me, he's like, hey, we're using a solution where effectively we could qualify basically 2,000 accounts within 20 minutes. And that would take our reps 2 hours a day to do that, times, you know, how many days there are in a month, which is 20, right? So it gets really big fast. So that's along the concept of investing 2 to set up a system to give you back 100. Now, the one I'm talking about is 2 to get you back 30. So this is specific with content creation. As you know, I've been doing a lot of speaking lately, or maybe you don't know this, but I think next week, which I'm going to do a follow-up episode afterwards, you'll see it. I think over the course of the next week, I'm speaking to probably 250 to 300 different chief revenue officers, some of them in smaller settings, some of them in 100-person settings, some of them in 30 to 40 settings. And then there's some mid-level managers in there as well on the revenue side, and even a roundtable CRO dinner. So really cool, the diversity of what I'm going to have. So I'm definitely going to have some takeaways for you next week. I'm obviously going to talk and understand what's going on with AI, get the feedback and share it with you, my people, so you could be ahead of this as well. So this process that I'm going through, though, was one of those areas where I was speaking and I'm talking a lot and I'm creating a lot of verbal content. Okay. So the awesome thing about it for you is there's a lot of ways that you could systemize that if you're doing verbal content. It doesn't have to be verbal content like me, but I'm going to give you an example of what I did. So there's a tool called Cast Magic. Maybe I don't know if you've heard of Cast Magic at all before, but basically it's a tool where you could basically upload video or audio and then have it create content for you. Okay. And it comes with pre-built prompts to do this, or pre-built use cases for everything from Twitter threads to LinkedIn posts to newsletters to other areas like that. And, you know, one of the things that it really kind of hit me over the head is with like a sledgehammer. I basically, if you saw it on a previous episode, deconstructed how you could basically have a whole book summarized, and on top of the book summarized, have it customized to you, and then create an execution plan for that book within like 10 to 15 minutes. I did that while I was shaving. Okay. So the book I did it with was called The E-Myth Revisited, and it was very, very big on creating systems in your business. And the value of the business is directly correlated to the quantity and the quality of the systems that you create. And so effectively with this, this has been on my mind. And so for the speaking systems that I'm talking about, where I'm speaking it, there's so much byproduct content. And some of the best content I have are when people are asking me questions or interviewing me. And so basically I looked at it and I was kind of using the tool. I would use it, not always consistent, but time in and time out, I would leverage that tool. And I'm like, there's got to be more to this, right? So the other day I decided, I'm like, I am going to make this a priority. There's just so many times where I'm creating podcasts, I'm creating social content, I'm speaking, that I could leverage this. And I need to share this with people across different platforms in the unique format. So I took the time, and I actually have a lot of prompts built for customized content based on different platforms. However, I didn't have it all integrated in there. And so what I did is I integrated that all in there and now created a SOP for it to be dropped in basically to that platform. That platform will create content in Google Drive. And then on top of it too, I have it preloaded with different use cases that I have. So I could effectively one button click and have that AI content created. And on top of that, there's some minor editing that I need to do because I'm a big believer of human in the loop. Unless you have a very, 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 very tightly refined, like multiple times over quality checked the content you've created or the output that the AI has created so that you don't need to do human in the loop, but most people are not there yet. So as a result, the time and the value that I got out of investing that 2 hours to make sure it was super dialed in and tight effectively would save me probably about 30 hours a month if I were to do this repeatedly. Okay. So we look at 2 hours versus 30, and that's the savings. That's the net, right? So maybe there's like a net of 28. Let's give it 27 with the editing. Okay. Hell, let's make it 26. It's 26 hours a month. Okay. So multiply that times 12 months. You know, we're talking close to, or actually over 300 hours a year. You divide that by a 40-hour work week. You know, that's 6 weeks back in a year I get just by investing that time. Okay. So I wanted to share this and illustrate this example with you because effectively one piece of content can create four. And there's other points of leverage. And Nabil Rabakant talks about this as well, about the fact that, you know, it's one of those situations where the four areas of leverage are capital, code, people, and then, you know, even content, right? And Alex Hormozi talks about this. So, why I'm sharing this with you is so that when you're looking at AI systems, you could effectively do the same thing and really look at, hey, is this one of those areas that it's a micro task, kind of like account research where I'm doing it repeatedly? Or is it more of a complex process? Maybe I do it once a week, but it's a 2-hour process. And can I shave that to 20 minutes? And then that stuff stacks up hyper valuable over time, not only for the impact that you create and the leverage that you create, but for the time. So it's hitting it on both ends. Think of it as top line and profitability of what you're doing. So I wanted to share that because it made a big impact on me. And so my personal goal is to stack systems like that continuously on top of each other. Before you know it, maybe I'll be like Midjourney where I have $5 million per employee that's being created because they're so hyper scaled and effective. So that's obviously the goal and where we want to get to, but we're not quite there yet. So happy you joined me on this episode. Happy I could walk you through this and share this with you. I know this was a very, very kind of a quick run through, but I wanted to give you the concept of investing two to get back 30 so that you could start really thinking through the lens when you're trying to deploy AI systems in your business and you have a very tactical approach on how to do it, examples on what you could do it for. And then I would love to hear how that's going for you, right? Drop something in the comments, send me a DM and let me know. And appreciate you listening today. And I will see you on the next episode. Thank you for checking out the Scale Up Show. My mission in life is to help founders and revenue leaders avoid all the pain and suffering in revenue growth so they can flip it and create a life of their own design. So if you enjoyed this show, please like, review, share it on social, and more importantly, just share it with a friend. Share it with someone that you think could learn and benefit from what you heard on today. But the more we get the message out, the more people we could help, the bigger the impact we make, and the bigger the community gets, which helps everybody. So once again, thank you for being a loyal listener. I appreciate you and look forward to seeing you on the next episode.